The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What are you doing?
I thought I'd better do some weeding in the rock garden. It looks terrible. You're home early.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better mow the lawn. Boy, I should have done it before I left, you know. I never thought of it. You know, that's 3 weeks of grass growing up there.
Yeah.
Who's that waving at you?
Where? Oh, hi,
Myra. Was it Myra? I couldn't tell with the sun in my eyes. Look, I think I'll beat it in the house and change my clothes before I get trapped listening to her. Boy, she never stops talking now.
At least wait and say hello. It looks funny if you just dash in the house like, hi.
I didn't know you were back. You've been gone all weekend. I just saw Ellen at the store. You have a marvelous time. I love Boston. How are you?
All fine. How are you, Myra?
Oh, great. Just great. You know me. Never sick. Tell me all about your trip.
Well, not much to tell. We did the usual tourist things, I guess.
But tell me about the will. Your cousin's estate that you went to find out about. I'm dying to know what happened.
Oh, there. Well, my husband doesn't want me to talk about it.
Oh,
Myra.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and tell us.
Elvin said you were going to inherit $500,000.
Well, it's not as simple as that,
no,
Myra.
No, you see, to inherit the money, Myra, the surviving heir or heirs would have to go and live in this cousin's house and take care of her 27 cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're leaving.
Leaving? You kidding?
Kidding? No. You mean you're not going to do it?
Oh, we won't even discuss it. I said we should at least consider.
27 cats?
Well, you mean little bitty cats, don't you? You don't mean tigers.
No, I don't mean tigers, Myra. Who would have 27 tigers in the house, for Pete's sake?
Well, the way you said it, I love cats. For that matter, I'd take care of 27 tigers for $500,000. Wouldn't you?
I think I would draw the line at tigers, Myra.
Well, I don't understand it. You're not going to pass up a chance.
Look, I got a job.
With $500,000, you wouldn't need a job. You'd be busy just investing the money.
Yes, that's true, dear. I never thought of that.
Now, look, I won't even consider it, and that is final. Now, look, I'm going in and change my clothes and mow the lawn. Boy, women seem to think money is everything.
Oh, really? Well, you see what I'm up against, Myra.
Well, you haven't been working on him right.
What do you mean?
He's just thinking about the cats. It's natural. As a general rule, men never like cats as well as dogs, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you've got to work at it from a different angle.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Does that sound go with this music? Of course it doesn't. And Junior's troubles won't have to cloud your happy holiday, the big Memorial Day weekend just ahead, if you plan now for baby's needs on that trip you're going to take. Check now. Make your list now. Baby food at the grocer's, tins and powder at the druggist's. Shop now. Let everybody, mother, dad, baby, have a happy holiday. And all throughout your happy holiday, the world is as near as your CBS radio network station, broadcasting the news by Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, and Bill Downs. All these great reporters and such features as the Morning World News Roundup and The World Tonight follow you wherever you take your happy holiday, because CBS radio is everywhere.
Good gracious, you haven't finished mowing the lawn, have you? I just started, Denny.
No. Look out there.
What? Oh, who's that?
It's a kid from down the street, and a very enterprising young man, I might say.
What?
He said he noticed that our lawn needed mowing.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped by last week, but we weren't home. He wanted to know if he could have a job.
I thought you always said you liked to mow the lawn yourself. I hope he doesn't mow through my lilies of the valley.
No, don't worry. This kid knows what he's doing. I could tell. He's going to trim the border and around the trees, he said, and the bushes. He says he does all this all the time, you know, to earn money. He also caddies at the golf club, and in the wintertime he works as a pin boy at the bowling alley on Saturdays, earning money for college.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, really is. Mm-hmm. And he has a paper route, too.
Goodness.
Golly, I tell you, I hope our son is just as enterprising.
Oh, now, dear, it might be another girl, you know.
No, darling, no. I meant to tell you, I got a feeling it's going to be a boy.
Well, since we're talking about the baby, dear. Oh, come on, let's go in the living room. I've got the potatoes on. I wanted to talk to you about the baby.
Don't you feel all right?
Yes, that's your fun.
Honey, you shouldn't have been bending down like that weeding in the garden. In fact, you know, I think that whole trip to Boston was too much for you.
I feel fine. Now stop worrying. What I wanted to talk about was that we should think more about the baby. We should consider him.
Well, haven't we?
Well, not entirely.
We're building a new house. We've planned it so he'll have his own room. I don't know what you mean, consider him.
Well, we'll have two children to support to send to college. And you know, that is terribly expensive. That's much more than when we went to college, even
though. Yeah. Well, I guess if we budget carefully and save money. You know, we have several years yet before they have to go to college.
Yes, but you can't always count on the unexpected. What if one of us has an accident? Or gets terribly ill and there's a lot of medical, hospital expense, and that just eats up the savings, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess everybody takes that chance.
Or if you lost your job, maybe couldn't get work again.
Why should I lose my job, for Pete's sake? I got accident insurance. Besides, I mean, it's a little silly to worry about it.
Well, I don't think it is. I think we ought to think about it. I think it is silly to hide your head in the sand like an ostrich and pretend it can't happen.
I didn't say it couldn't happen. I just... Oh... I'm sorry, sweetheart. I shouldn't yell at you. You know, I forget. I'm sorry. I should have remembered that it's only natural for you to be a little worried and cross and crotchety. I mean, I guess men are inclined to forget that when women are in your condition, well, you're bound to be a little irritable and...
Look here, if there's anything that women in my condition, as you put it, hate, it's to be told they're irritable because they're that way.
Yes, sure, dear. Sure.
I was discussing something I thought was important.
Yes, darling.
It's all very well to be so grand about turning down $500,000 simply because you feel that...
Oh, so that's it. Myra put this bee in your bonnet,
oh,
huh?
Certainly.
Oh, honey, look, you are so transparent, honestly. I know that, Myra. She said point out to him that you must think of the children. Now, didn't she? Come on, fess up. Isn't that what she said?
All right, yes.
Yeah.
Well, is it so wrong to think of the children?
No, I'm thinking of the children. I want them to grow up in a nice home, not a tumble-down barn of a house with 27 cats around.
Well.
And having a lot of money never made anybody any happier. You know that. Mm-hmm. Look at the people you read about who've inherited millions. Hasn't made them happy. They go from marriage to marriage. They travel from country to country, never sure anybody liked them except for their money.
Are you quite through?
Yeah, till I think of something else.
Well, I wish you'd understand that I'm not so sure I'd want to do it either. I just get exasperated that you won't even discuss the advantages and disadvantages. I certainly never thought this would ever happen to me. And now that it has, you just dismiss it. I'd like to talk about it.
Okay, I'll talk about it. I got a job here that I like very much.
At least once a month, you come home so depressed and unhappy. You hate your job. You don't think you're getting anywhere. You wish you'd taken up some other line of work.
Oh, well, everybody does that. That's natural.
You talk about travel. Oh, how you've always wanted to travel. See the world. Now you probably never will. You've got responsibilities that tie you down. Every month, when the National Geographic arrives, we go through that. Oh, if you'd only been an archaeologist, or if we could just jump in the car and go to Timbuktu or something, and you write a book about our experience.
All right.
Every month.
Well,
yes.
Everybody daydreams like that.
Well, we have a chance to make the daydreams come true. If you wanted to, we could travel with the children.
Yeah, you think you would?
Yes, oh. Sure.
Look, you fussed all the time we were in Boston, where they have world-famous specialists. But no, you were worried Betsy might get sick and be away from good old Dr. Joe, heaven's sake. I can picture you lugging kids on the trip through the wilds of Brazil or something, for example.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, you could go.
Wouldn't you miss me? But you kind of like to have me around.
Oh, I wouldn't let you go. Gee, I don't know what to do. When I think of just giving us $500,000, you know.
Darling, you seem to forget that you get the $500,000 only if you are the only one of the heirs who agrees to live in the house and take care of the cats.
Yes, I know.
One of the other 8 relatives might decide to live there, too. Then you'd share the money in addition to living with all of them.
Oh, dear, I am so much younger than the other heirs. All the other heirs are much older than my father would have been, even. They're all in the 70s and 80s. Anne's going to pull up stakes and move to a strange house. Aunt Sarah can't take care of herself, let alone take care of any cats.
You mean you think you're the only one who's even considering
it? I think I'm the only one who even could do it.
Well, Look, did you call them all when we got home and tell them the terms of the will?
Yes, well, I called Aunt Mary and Uncle Edward, and they were going to tell the others.
Well, don't you think instead of speculating on what they're thinking about, you might give one of them a call?
Yes, of course.
Why don't you do that, honey? Look, I'm going to go down to the hardware store before it closes anyhow. When's dinner?
Another hour. Betsy's at a birthday party.
Oh, now, what'd I do with the car keys?
You know, we could build a special little house for the cats and fence it in so you wouldn't be bothered at all with them, you know?
For the last time, I will not live with 27 cats. Money does not mean that much to me. And if it does to you, well, then, though I hate to say this, you'll just have to move there without me.
Well, maybe I will.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, hello, dear. Did Daddy stop and pick you up?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I might as well stay so long at the hardware store. I figured she ought to be about ready to come on home.
Well, how was the birthday party? I suppose you ate so much ice cream and cake you have no appetite for dinner, have you, huh?
No. Have you been fine, Mommy?
Oh, no, no. I just got something in my idea. You want to set the table in the dining room for Mommy, please?
Sure.
Use the flowered tablecloth we had last night, honey. Right there.
Look, I'm sorry I was so darn.
No, don't apologize. Well, you were absolutely right. I felt terrible. I guess I have let the money go to my head, and I never realized it until after I talked to Aunt Mary. I called her.
Oh, did you? Well, what'd she say?
They're all thinking of moving there. All of them.
All of them?
Yes, apparently the thought of the $500,000 has them all so excited. Well, I could understand that, but you know how they never liked Laura anyhow. Now you should hear them. Oh, of course, it isn't the money, really. But for dear Laura's sake, they feel they should go and take care of her beloved 27 cats.
Oh,
I was just so flabbergasted. A bunch of hypocrites. At least I never knew Laura. But I guess I've been just as carried away by the money. I am sorry. We'll forget it and let them fight it out among themselves.
Boy, human nature is a weird thing.
And what really annoyed me, Aunt Mary said, of course we knew you wouldn't want to move to Boston, dear, with a new baby coming and building a new house and everything.
Yeah, trying to talk you out of it, huh? Wait, what'd you say?
Well, I was so disgusted, I didn't much answer. Said she was driving over tomorrow with Aunt Hannah and Uncle Edward to talk to me. Told her not to bother, that we weren't interested, but I guess she wants to make sure.
Daddy!
You know.
Daddy, here's a bill for $4. And Boy said, just send him a check.
Yeah, all right, darling. I'm talking to your mother now. $4? For what? What boy?
The boy who mowed the lawn. He was at the door.
$4? Well, he wasn't here over 2 hours, and I'd already mowed half of it, the hard part, too.
Didn't you ask him what he charged?
Yes. He said $1 for mowing the lawn. $1.50, maybe.
Well, dear, they charge extra for trimming. That's why I was surprised you had him. What's the bill say? Yeah, you see, he's charged you $2.50 for trimming.
Well, then that little swindler,
Only a while ago, you called him an enterprising young man. Dear, everything's gone up these days. You know everything.
Boy, maybe we ought to get in on some of that $500,000. We may need it.
Now, dear, it's all settled. You were right. Money is not everything.
But it helps. You can't say I like your relatives trying to do you out of your share.
Honey, 27 cats.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing. However, hey, we might make a deal with Aunt Mary, you know, if she thinks we're considering it, huh?
Oh, why? Why do people make out peculiar wills that causes nothing but trouble? I know, dear, that we are in for a big family quarrel.
Holiday coming with all kinds of outdoor eating and fun. Whatever your plans for the long weekend, you'll need Triple Wax Cut Right, the wax paper that keeps all picnic food fresh longer. Penny for penny, the big 125-foot roll gives you almost 4 times more than the expensive wraps and gives you a full 25 feet more than most other wax papers. It's being featured in food stores now, so when shopping, be sure to look for the Cut Right display and pick up a roll of Cut Right. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers and Steele McLaughlin, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.